Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Caroline Goyder's book, Gravitas. So Sophie, I gotta ask, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear that word?
Honestly, I think of someone like a CEO, you know, commanding the room without saying a word. But this book totally flips that. Goyder says gravitas isn't some mysterious gift. It's a skill anyone can learn.
Right. And I love that she starts by pointing out what we're doing wrong. We're all walking around in this approval trap.
The approval trap. That's when we're so desperate for people to like us that we shrink ourselves. We overexplain. We apologize for everything. We speak too fast. And that just kills our presence.
It's like we're trying to make ourselves small so other people feel comfortable. And in the process, we erase our own authority. It's a subtraction problem. Not an addition one.
Exactly. You don't need a deeper voice or a firmer handshake. You need to strip away the fear and the need to please. And the first tool she gives us is something we all have, our breath.
The breath. She calls it the remote control for our nervous system. When we're anxious, we breathe high in the chest, and that makes us sound rushed and weak.
But when you breathe low into your belly, it signals to your brain that you're safe. Your voice drops, your pace slows, and your mind clears. It's not just a relaxation technique. It's a power technique.
So before any big presentation, the first step isn't to rehearse your words. It's to just breathe, ground yourself in your body. That's the foundation.
And once you've got the breath, you've got to master your voice. We've all got these bad habits. Uptalk, where every sentence sounds like a question. And all those fillers, just.
Oh, just is the worst. I just wanted to check in. It's like you're apologizing for existing. Goyder's solution is the power of the pause.
The pause is everything. When you pause before answering, it shows you're thoughtful. When you pause after a key point, you let it land. The silence isn't empty. It's full of your presence.
And I read that you should drop your pitch at the end of sentences. A downward inflection signals certainty. It says, I know what I'm talking about.
Right. And then she gets into the psychology. She talks about your inner critic versus your inner sage.
Oh, I need to hear this, because my inner critic is loud.
The critic is the voice that says you're not good enough. You're an imposter. It's fast and panicked. The sage is calm, slow, and rooted in your actual experience.
So how do you switch from the critic to the sage?
You don't fight the critic. You just acknowledge it and shift your focus to your breath, to the ground, and to the message you want to share. You stop trying to be impressive and start trying to be useful.
That shift from performance to service. That's huge. When you're focused on serving your audience, you don't have time to be anxious about yourself.
Exactly. The most magnetic people aren't thinking, do they like me? They're thinking, what do they need?
And that's the secret sauce. It makes you appear generous and confident because you've surrendered the need to control their opinion.
Then she gets into the physical side of things. Your body is always communicating. She talks about taking up space.
Taking up space. I love that. You know, so many of us, especially women, are socialized to make ourselves small. We cross our legs, fold our arms, hunch our shoulders.
To build gravitas, you have to consciously expand. Stand tall, shoulders back, feet planted. Use deliberate gestures. Make steady eye contact. When your body is open, your mind follows.
And she also talks about difficult conversations. That's where it's really tested, right? Asking for a raise, giving bad news, setting a boundary.
The key is preparation and intention. Before the conversation, get clear on your intention. What outcome do you want? Why does it matter?
So you speak from purpose, not reaction. And she's got a simple framework for that. State the facts, state your feelings, state your request.
Keep it simple. Keep it clean. Don't overexplain. Overexplaining is a sign of weakness. You state your truth, and then you stop. Let the silence do the work.
That's so liberating. And she says we should give ourselves permission to be boring.
Yes, we try too hard to be witty and brilliant. We cram our sentences with ideas, But true gravitas is simple and direct. Think of the most memorable quotes in history. They're short and clear.
So it's not about being the smartest person in the room. It's about being clear. And in a world full of digital distractions, being fully present is a superpower.
Oh, absolutely. Goiter says modern gravitas is the radical act of paying attention. Put your phone away, make eye contact, listen with your whole body. It's the ultimate form of respect.
And that requires confronting your fears. The fear of being seen, fear of being judged. She says to reframe those fears as challenges, not threats.
It shifts your physiology from defense to readiness. You're not a victim of circumstances. You're an active participant.
And she tackles imposter syndrome. Her antidote is to focus on your track record. You've earned your place. You have the experience. Remind yourself of your accomplishments.
It's not arrogance. It's a necessary act of self-reminding. You can't project authority if you don't feel it. You have to internalize your worth.
So, at the end of the day, this book is about freedom. Freeing yourself from other people's opinions. Freeing your voice from hesitation. Freeing your body from tension.
It's about being real. Having the courage to be vulnerable, the strength to be silent, and the wisdom to be simple. It's a journey of small choices. Breathe before you speak. Pause instead of filling the silence. Look someone in the eye. State your truth without apology.
And those small choices, repeated daily, build that unshakable presence. The one thing I'm taking away is that gravitas was inside me all along. I just had to clear away the noise.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. In the end, gravitas isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. So take a breath, own your space, and let your true self shine. We'll see you in the next one.